This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will leave for Russia today to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS Summit and also hold bilateral meetings with leaders of the group's members and other invitees. The summit is the first since the expansion of the group to 9 members, with Egypt, Iran, Ethiopia and UAE joining this year after being offered membership in the 2023 summit in South Africa. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that Prime Minister Modi will visit Russia from October 22-23 at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to attend the 16th BRICS Summit being held in Kazan under the chairmanship of Russia. Regional Connectivity Scheme Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, RCS Uran, today completed 8 years of its launch. The scheme was launched by the Ministry of Civil Aviation on 21st of October 2016. The Uran scheme focuses on improving unserved air routes in underserved regions of the country and fulfilling the aspirations of the common citizens. Under it, the first RCS Uran flight was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 27th of April 2017. Since the launch of the scheme, over 600 Uran routes have been operationalized and more than 1.44 crore passengers have travelled by flight. The scheme has so far connected 34 states and union territories across the length and breadth of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, 6 non-local labourers were killed last night and 4 others were injured when terrorists attacked a private company's labourer camp in Gagangir area of Ganderbal district. The injured were taken to a sub-district hospital in Kangan town, from where the critically injured were shifted to SKIMS hospital in Srinagar city. The private company is engaged in building a tunnel from the Gagangir area to Sonamarg tourist resort to make Srinagar Sonamarg an all-weather road. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has termed the terror attack on civilians in Gagangir in Jammu and Kashmir as a despicable act of cowardice. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that those involved in this heinous act will not be spared and will face the harshest response from our security forces. Mr. Shah extended his condolences to the families of the deceased and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, also condemned the attack. Newly elected MLAs of the J&K Legislative Assembly will be sworn in Srinagar today. Pro Tem Speaker Mubarak Gul will administer the oath to the MLAs, who will include 51 first-time members. The oath ceremony will take place at 2 p.m., Shagun Parihar of the BJP is the youngest legislator at 29, while National Conference's veteran MLA from Charar-e-Sharif, Abdul Rahim Radar, is the oldest at 80. In Maldives, President Dr. Mohamed Muizu has decided to introduce India's unified payment interface in the country. The President's office announced that the decision was taken on the recommendation of the Cabinet. In tennis, India's Arjun Khare and Ritwik Bolipalli have clinched the men's doubles title at the Almaty Open 2024 ATP 250 tournaments in Kazakhstan last evening. The Indian duo defeated Colombia's Nicolas Barrientos and Tunisia's Skander Mansouri. And that's the end of this news bulletin.